Amiche ed amici di tutto wrestling, ben ritrovati sui nostri canali con un appuntamento che sta diventando una ricorrenza fissa in occasione dei pay-per-view AEW. Siamo infatti a pochi giorni da Double or Nothing e per parlare del pay-per-view e di molto altro abbiamo qui con noi oggi un'autentica leggenda del business. Potete già vederlo sui nostri schermi, sfortunatamente non in video, ma è qui, ve lo assicuro, lo sentirete a breve. È un wrestler che nella sua carriera ha lottato in compagnia del calibro di WWE, WCW, NWA, TNA, della quale è anche il fondatore, AAA, NJPW e oggi ovviamente in AEW. Diamo il benvenuto su tutto wrestling a Double J, Jeff Jarrett. Welcome Jeff, let me start off by saying that it's a pleasure and an honor having you here. So I really want to thank you, AW, and of course, John Schneider for making this happen.
Yes, yes. You know, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes tonight to chat. We've got a lot of big things coming up. Obviously, Double or Nothing next weekend. And we're going to be not too far from you coming up at the end of August with Wembley. So yeah, AW has a lot of things going on, and I'm excited to talk to you about them today.
Absolutely, yeah. As I mentioned before during the intro, the countless company you've been a part of during your long, illustrious and amazing career. So I wanted to ask you, was there a new and exciting element or challenge that convinced you to join AEW about 6 months ago?
You know, I've said this on multiple interviews that the entrepreneurial spirit with the, you know, with the Khan family and the AEW brand impressed me from literally day one. And, you know, the challenges with the pandemic. But, you know, there are so many positive things, if you will, and just the lift that the brand has taken. And relatively speaking, my family's been in the business. My grandmother got into the promotion side of the business in 1946, so over 75 years. So with, you know, seeing a lot of different promotions start and candidly go away, when you look at AEW that's relatively been in business, you know, a short period, not even 5 years, and to kind of see the global presence and the global growth, it's quite amazing. So for me to get to be a part of this, both in front of the camera and behind the camera, is something that excites me. You know, when I get up every morning, there's always something new, something going on that again, the brand just continues to grow and branch out, and not just here in the United States. It's truly a global brand, and with the recent announcement with Collision, you know, it is just candidly very, very amazing to have 5 hours of television in prime time per week. Warner Brothers Discovery, what an incredible partner. And then our partners all around the globe have really shown a strength, and the brand just continues to get better and stronger every day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. This might sound new or surprising to you, but lots of people in Italy are still big fans of the first TNA, the one you founded, that allowed us to watch amazing matches and find out about performers like AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Samoa Joe, Jay Lethal, you name it. Wanted to ask you, do you find any similarities between your TNA and AEW?
Well, you know, I kind of touched on that just briefly there, and know that that actually doesn't surprise me. I know back in the day that the brand of TNA was actually widely known in Italy. So great to hear that. But, you know, the athleticism is in AEW second to none. That was a big part of the TNA brand. But I'll go back to the entrepreneurial spirit that this company is, you know, it may appear to because of the exposure, but it is still, you know, in its infancy stages. It's not a startup, but it is still very, very young. And so I just think the spirit that goes from everyone in this organization, both in front and behind the camera, there's such a true spirit of wanting to, you know, we can call ourselves the challenger brand, if you will, but we want to get bigger and better every day. And I think that is one of the similarities that I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm. You're not only an active wrestler in AEW, but also the director of business development. And as such, one of your duties was to help AEW run house shows. And that's exactly what you're doing with AEW House Rules, which is currently running in the USA and will soon expand to Canada as well. Why do you think house shows are so important for a major company like AEW in 2023?
You know, at the very top of it, and there's so many, you know, reasons, and we could talk about it's a part of talent development. It's obviously a part of building revenue. It's a part of, you know, touch points with the consumer, with merchandising and our licensing partners. But, you know, it also is a, there's so many different reasons and go to it. At the very top of it, it's a marketing initiative. That it, we go into markets that candidly Dynamite or Collision or Rampage may not go into, but a House Rules event can go into these markets. And it's a true marketing initiative to strengthen the brand. And, you know, there's multiple reasons why the House Rules tour launched. But at the very top of it, it's about marketing the brand and the talent that appear on every one of these shows, it strengthens their brand as well. And at the end of the day, that's truly what the professional wrestling slash sports entertainment is about. It's building the brand. And when you build a brand, you connect emotionally with your audience. And that's what House Rules has a wonderful opportunity is that the fans come out and can, it's an emotional connection with the talent that are on the show.
Mm-hmm. Especially after the pandemic and all the problems that we've had after the last 3 years. Okay, let's talk about Double or Nothing, the next AEW pay-per-view that will take place on the 28th of May from the T-Mobile Arena of Las Vegas, Nevada. First of all, what do you think of the lineup of the event until now?
You know, it's something that the business model and the strategy, having essentially four tentpole events a year with AEW, these are, you know, and I don't say this lightly, but they're truly can't miss events. And it just goes without saying with the four pillars. But, you know, a ladder match was just added. But when you look at it from top to bottom, it is truly a can't miss event. And that's, you know, by design, you know, whether it's Full Gear or All In, All Out, Double or Nothing, it is something that, the pay-per-view events are truly can't miss events.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And at Double or Nothing, you will be in action because you will team up with your longtime friend Jay Lethal to challenge FTR for the AEW World Tag Team titles. Did you have a particular grudge with FTR at the beginning that made you decide to challenge them, or just you're challenging just because they're the current champions?
Well, you know, it started as they had a target on their back because they were the AEW tag team champions. Mm-hmm. But if things developed, the special referee, you know, with Mark Briscoe entering into the equation, things have gotten very personal. This last week on Dynamite, Satnam Singh, I'll just lay it out there. That's Sanjay Dutt's meal ticket, and he knows it. So, but Satnam's a big part of our group. And then obviously with the debut appearance of my wife, Karen, we are family and, things have gotten personal. And so, not once, but twice, AEW has, you know, whatever the circumstances may be, but the AEW officials have robbed us of the titles. And so, at Double or Nothing, third time's a charm, and me and my man, Jay Lethal, are looking for tag team gold.
Perfect. It's not exactly in the near future, but you mentioned it before, and of course I can't help it. I have to ask you a question about All in London, considering also your involvement with the live events. All in London will take place on August 27th at the Wembley Stadium. Did you expect such a groundbreaking success with more than 62,000 tickets sold in less than a week?
You know, my family being in the promotion business, you can have expectations. And mainly expectations will set you up for disappointment. I've always been a very optimistic mindset as a promoter, but you also have to have realistic projections. I don't believe anybody could have projected within 72 hours, that amount of tickets were sold. But on the flip side of that, when you look at the brand launching almost 5 years ago, never running an event, the patience that has been shown, the timing that has been shown by the brand. And so couple that with the decision to have an event in Wembley, the 100th anniversary of the stadium, the nostalgia. You know, it's been over 30 years since there's been a wrestling event in the stadium. So a lot of things align. And, you know, my hat's off to Tony for making the decision to not go to arena or to go to a smaller place. And I believe history is something that is not, it is a definite. It will be made. History's already being made. And when that kind of emotion is infiltrated throughout the brand, people want to be a part of it. And so there is a huge, huge ball of momentum that's already headed, and we're still over 3 months out. So Wembley is going to be a historic event for the industry, not just AEW.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Last question, and it's actually three questions in one. Have you ever wrestled in Italy? Have you ever visited Italy? And what about coming here in the future, hopefully, an AEW live event?
You know what? I've been all over the world, and I have never wrestled in Italy. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity. I think with the, you know, who knows, with the AEW brand as hot as it is in continental Europe, the House Rules Tour launching, we're talking to multiple promoters around the globe to take the product on tour. So I would love nothing more than to have one of the stops in Italy, because there's a rabid fan base of wrestling fans that reside in Italy. And I think there is, from all accounts of feedback, the AEW brand is in high demand in Italy. I'll say that diplomatically.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we would be so honored to have you here for an event. As I have been honored to have you here today, I can't thank you enough for your time to take a few minutes to talk with us. Once again, thank you, AEW, and thanks to John Schneider for making this happen. Anything else that you would like to add?
No, just if you want to catch me out on all my socials, it's at Real Jeff Jarrett. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, that's my website. So, you know, and I'm sure you have all the AEW socials, but Double or Nothing is right around the corner. So I appreciate your time and having me on, and I'd love to come back in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you once again, and goodbye.